12:31 at your hometown station, 1430 WBEV. Community comment here today. My name is Wade Bates, filling in for Craig Warmbold. And we had a 60-degree weather day yesterday, and that means thinking about baseball and softball. And if you know anything about Beaver Dam, it is a very hotbed when it comes to baseball, softball, anything on the diamond. And youth baseball and softball getting going not too many weeks. We got Aaron Grunewald in this morning, the president of Beaver Dam Baseball, Youth Baseball and Softball. Hello, sir. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Can you believe that? You know, the big leagues, they got their season going here, settling their labor contract here a couple weeks back, and now it's time for Little League.
Absolutely. We're hopefully going to get out there here soon after the mud kind of clears and get some firm fields out there and get playing.
Now, we have a lot of youth play, both baseball and softball in Beaver Dam, and you've been here almost your whole life. It's one of those things where baseball and softball plays a big role in people's lives in this community, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think it's a great summer activity for a lot of families to get out and have some fun at the local fields and play baseball with their friends and provide a good alternative for playing video games nowadays. So no. Getting out and having some activity is always good for young students and kids to get out and do and enjoy. And that's a good thing that we, try to provide here in Beaver Dam for our kids.
At this point, I don't have any kids in the baseball or the softball program, but we still end up out at the athletic fields a couple of nights during the year because you drive by and there's so much activity going on. There's the concession stand, which yep. Every kid loves. But it's just a great, you know, family, small-town atmosphere when it comes to baseball and softball in this community.
You bet. And the athletic field is typically where we have a lot of our games mm-hmm. For a lot of our different age groups and stuff like that. And it's a great venue for those kids to play in some great fields. And also provides our younger, or I guess our older adults in Beaver Dam a chance to play softballs on some of the nights as well. So it's a very busy place throughout the summer.
Now, have you on here today, Aaron, because we're heading down the home stretch of signups for both baseball and softball. It's coming up this weekend. Is the technical cutoff for people to sign up if they want their youth involved this summer?
Yep, you bet. We actually had signups actually end on Sunday, but we extended it another week to provide parents and kids an opportunity to continue to sign up for another week. So it'll be ending on Sunday, March 27th for different softball and our baseball programs. We're looking to kind of host this, you know, same number of teams that we had in the past. And also, you know, I guess pretty much ages 4 through 16 opportunities to continue to play baseball and softball in Beaver Dam.
So you mentioned the age groups. Can you talk about that again? How are those ages split up and where do people fall if they want their kid to play?
Yeah, so we have typically 6 different age groups that we provide for the boys in Beaver Dam. We start at the T-ball level, which usually is about ages 4 through 6. The next level after that is our coach pitch boys program and girls program as well. That usually is ages 5 through 7. At the boys level, we have the next level after a coach pitch would be single A, is what we call it, is usually for our 7 and 8 year old our kids. After that is our double A program, which is usually 9 through 11 year olds. And after that, it goes to triple A, which is our 10 through 12 year olds. And after that is usually our juniors group, that is our 13 and 14 year old kids that are playing baseball prior to going into high school. On the girls' side, it's a little bit different. We do have a coach pitch girls program, but we have a 6 through 8 rookies program. They call the 8 through 10s, which is kind of our 10U softball group, the minors. Our 10 through 12 or 12U group is called the majors. And then sometimes we've had a juniors program of 13 and 14s, but at that point, some of the kids are doing different things, and it makes it a little more challenging to have enough kids to participate in a program like that. But sure. We try to field a team at every level, at the softball level. On our boys' side, we typically try to have anywhere from about 6 to 8 teams at our T-ball level. Same thing with our coach pitch level. We usually have about 4 teams at our single A level, typically about 6 teams at our double A level, and 4 teams at our triple A level. And then juniors is kind of a thing. The 13 and 14 year olds, again, there's a lot of opportunities for kids to kind of do other things at that point, and kids are getting older, but typically we have 2 or 3 teams that we field at the juniors level for our 13 and 14 year olds.
So when a parent sign their children up for bids, let's talk about baseball first, because I know it's, the answer is different for baseball and softball. Are you playing particularly within the city? Do you go outside the city for your recreational leagues? We're not talking travel baseball, but are the teams kind of self-contained leagues in Beaver Dam, or are there others?
Nope. Typically on our boys' side, all of our games are against other kids from Beaver Dam. They're held at, usually, like I said, at the athletic field typically is where a lot of our games are played. Some of our older kids play at the either high school or Wayland Academy facilities. However, but we try to, like I said, play here local, and it's against other kids from, you know, their schools, and not traveling to other communities and things like that. We have a separate travel program that does support, you know, the kids that do want to travel to local communities and plan weekends and things like that. But this is strictly just a recreational program that we, you know, sponsor, and our registration is due here on Sunday.
This is probably a question. I think I know the answer. I want to ask you to make sure. Now, when it comes to team names, do you have like Major League Baseball team names, or do you have Chico's Bail Bonds or things like that?
No, we typically try to stick with Major League Baseball team names, typically. The names are different every year. For the most part, it kind of just matters what type of, you know, color T-shirts we kind of can get, unfortunately. Yeah. That kind of dictate the names. And then the coaches pick their team name, typically, once we have the evaluations that take place. And then the coaches kind of come up with a team name and kind of go from there.
Nobody has always the Cubs, are they?
Every year they are. I know.
Are you a Cubs fan?
No.
Okay, just making sure. Otherwise, we'd end the interview right now.
Right.
So we're talking with Aaron Grunewald, Beaver Dam youth baseball, softball sign-up deadlines this Sunday. If somebody wants to sign up a child for any level, baseball or softball, what do they need to do? What's the best way to get it done?
So the best way is, obviously, if you're familiar with Google or any type of search engine, obviously you can search, you know, Beaver Dam Little League or Beaver Dam Youth Baseball and Softball, or BDYBS. The other option is to type in at www.beaverdamll.us. is our name. On that homepage, once you get to the homepage, there's 2 different places you can sign up. Either right at the homepage, there's a link right there, and or there is a pull-down menu under our league registration or league descriptions that people can sign up through. All the signups are done through Sports Engine. So if you need to have a Sports Engine account, which is really simple to set up if you don't have one, so don't let that be intimidating to anybody. If you are participating in other sports within the community, a lot of Sports Engine does sponsor a lot of these other organizations and things like that. So just follow through the Sports Engine sign-up time, and it'll kind of walk you through the different pieces of information that we need. If you have any questions, I guess there's some contact information on there. I do feel probably 2 or 3 questions per day on just different questions about, you know, what level I should sign my child up for and things like that. And we're more than happy to help guide people, you know, into those decisions and to make those decisions. We do typically host an evaluation day as well after, you know, signups take place. There's an evaluation process that we use to help try to make the teams as competitive as possible, to kind of give coaches an opportunity to meet the kids, to kind of see what type of skill level they have, how they can pitch and throw and catch and different things that we need to evaluate and try to have an evaluation. Then we have a kind of a draft type situation where we try to, you know, divvy the teams up equally so that we have a good competitive type of program throughout the summer. That typically this year is going to take place, at least for the boys level, on April 2nd. And we're always lucky enough to have Admiral Baseball and Sports Academy to be able to host that for us. There's 3 separate times that are available for the evaluation process. Single A is from 10 to 11 on April 2nd. Double A is at 11:30 to 12:30. And our AAA level will have evaluations at 1 to 2. We typically do not have valuations at the softball level. We, like I said, usually only have one or two teams at each level at this point right now. So the baseball program seems to have, you know, more participants, and that's a good thing, obviously. And we try to, like I said, have a good program and put it together, you know, as best we possibly can with having evaluations and, you know, try to promote as best we can to, you know, allow kids to have some fun in the summer playing baseball.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the things, that, again, there's not cutting or anything. You're just trying to evaluate kids so you can place them equally so you have good competitive games.
Exactly.
You don't want one team getting loaded up with, just, you know, if you just pick names out of a hat and things like that.
Yeah, it's no fun if you go out there and get beat, you know, 15-1. You know, that's not a fun game. But to be honest, anybody's participated in the league over the years, we've had very competitive teams. And I think that's really a good attribute to, you know, the program and the evaluation process we've used over the years to do this properly. And it's been really good. And I think that, you know, allowing kids to, you know, play with different kids every year, it's not – back in the day when I came through the program, actually, we had like kind of a – it was – you stayed on the same team throughout the entire period of your career at that time. And that worked, you know, where new kids would be drafted onto new teams, but you kind of got these powerhouse teams that tended to always, you know, play very well every year. We've done things differently, you know, more recently here now, where we actually go through a new draft every year, which allows the kids to, you know, like I said, participate with different players and different kids and different coaches and just, you know, have a new experience every summer. So I think that's kind of unique and fun as well, you know, that it's not always the same group of kids and you get to play with a lot of different people and do a lot of different things.
It's no longer a keeper league. I grew up in Wisconsin Rapids and it was kind of the same way.
Yeah.
You had 7, 8, 9 and some 10s where I was on the International Order of the Odd Fellows and we had yellow uniforms, like bright yellow, and we were all mad because we looked like they called us the Bananas. You know, like I said, now, and then you go to the next level and you have the same team, you know, for 4 years. Well, this year, right, it kind of gives you a different mix. Can learn, maybe learn a little bit more, learn something different because coaches coach different ways.
Yeah, and absolutely.
And that's kind of the main thing is to have fun and kind of develop talent that, you know, obviously you want to win games and it's always fun to win. But what is the philosophy that Beaver Dam youth, the baseball, softball has when it comes to games and things like that?
I mean, at most levels, we do keep, you know, track of score, obviously, you know, just because it's a competitive nature game that we do need to keep track of, you know, things like that. But again, like I said, every night, you know, no matter if you're 4-0 and playing against a team that's 0-4, it happens every year where, you know, that team that kind of starts out kind of slow, for whatever reason, you know, just isn't playing very well, and they kind of start playing better, you know, throughout the entire year, and things get better for them. And at the end of the year, we always kind of host a tournament that all the teams make, and that's an opportunity for, you know, somebody else to win a medal or a trophy at the end of the year with those different opportunities and things like that. And again, that's a very competitive, you know, type of tournament that we have at the end of the year, and provides another kid another opportunity to compete and I guess play against their fellow friends that they've played against all summer long.
Beaver Dam youth baseball and softball registration open until this weekend. We'll give the website again in a little bit if you want to sign up. What does it cost to play? What is expected of somebody besides just signing up to be involved in baseball or softball?
So it typically costs are anywhere from about $85 to about $160. And, you know, I know that's kind of a wide range, why it's almost double, you know, for a kid that's playing at the juniors level versus somebody at the T-ball level. But it really comes down to having to pay umpires and things like that. We do not typically have any umpires at the T-ball or the coach pitch level. So those levels are typically, you know, a much cheaper option for younger kids. And as you get older, the responsibilities for umpires that need to control the game and make calls and things like that obviously become a little bit more expensive. And as we get to the single A level, it's about $100 or so. Double A gets to be about $135. And then, like I said, the juniors level, it's about $160. And again, that, you know, turns into a little bit more of a burden on a larger field, you know, more, I guess, materials that are needed to keep things up. And like I said, we, you know, the biggest expense is the umpires that need to manage those games.
Are you responsible for hiring and finding umpires as well, or is that somebody? Is that under the Beaver Dam Youth Baseball Softball umbrella, though, is to find umpires?
No, it is. But we have actually Bruce Kaufman is our umpire in charge that handles the scheduling of our umpires. We have a very strong program there as well. We have a lot of young kids that you know, start umpiring at the single A and double A levels and kind of work their way up through the program, obviously. And a lot of those kids are baseball and softball kids that are out there during the summer as well. I know umpiring these different games and things like that and getting experience, and maybe they want to do that as a life, you know, life mm-hmm. goal sometime in life. Who knows? But again, like I said, they're out there having fun. They're getting paid a few dollars to do that. We do have somebody dedicated that does handle all the scheduling for those types of things as well. So it does fall under the umbrella of, you know, what we do for the organization and what we do. But it's one less thing not on my plate, I guess, which
sure.
is a good thing.
No, which is good. But is there a shortage of umpires, though? I mean, you're always looking if somebody's interested, whether they're a young kid who likes baseball, maybe they're, you know, they're playing. What do they need to do to figure out that aspect of it?
Yeah, again, I mean, talk to Bruce or talk to myself or one of the other board members. We have a, you know, pretty active board that is up there. If you want to look on the webpage and get a contact information for somebody or find somebody that's within the organization to talk to about, you know, what it takes to become an umpire and things like that. Yeah, we're always looking for more kids to you know, help us out in those types of things. We also kind of, we do host tournaments in the summer as well. So there's a huge need on weekends for umpires and kids to help out with those types of things. So if there's anybody out there that just has a love for baseball that doesn't necessarily participate, they don't have to participate, but if they want to be umpires and enjoy things like that, you know, there's plenty of opportunities to do that through our league throughout the entire summer. And then also on weekends, I think we have six different weekends that we typically host tournaments for different levels. And we're always looking for, you know, kids to work those games and maybe make a few extra dollars, you know, along the way as well.
So, Aaron, we have, again, the sign-up deadlines this weekend. When do you typically see, obviously it all depends on field conditions probably too, but in a typical year, when do you see kids getting out on the practice field? When does the season start? How many games a week or how many games should a parent expect their child to be participating in? And, like, you know, is it like multiple nights a week or will they play like every Tuesday or how does it work?
Right. So typically we have evaluations the first part of April. April 2nd is going to be this year's evaluation date again. And once we have the evaluation, the coaches will get together for the different teams and we'll have a draft night, which will occur that next week. And we're hoping to get started that second or third week of April with practices and allow kids to practice two or three weeks prior to the league starting, which would be the first week of May. We don't really have the total schedule, you know, established yet at this point for all the eight different age levels. But, you know, the first week of May is usually our kickoff week for each of our age levels. I guess to take that back, for our, at least our older kids, our AA and AAA levels, they start typically the first week of May and run through July. Our T-ball and coach pitch levels for both girls and boys starts a little bit later. Typically, we have a few less teams and not as long of a season for those kids. But again, those will probably start here at the end of May, first part of June, and then run through the middle end of July as well with those age groups. Typically, the requirements for, I guess not requirements, but I guess the expectations for coaches is to have typically one practice per week. If they can, if they have multiple games in a given week, say two games in a week, maybe we don't have a practice, maybe we just have two games that given week. But usually our single, double, and triple A levels are going to play on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The single A is going to be on Wednesday nights for boys. Our double A and triple A either play on Mondays or Wednesdays and or both, just kind of depending on the schedule and rainouts and things like that. Our softball program typically is on, it's kind of depends on how many teams are part of that program. That is a little bit of more of a traveling type of league, a little bit to a degree, all within Dodge County is typically how we've done that. And that's usually on Mondays and Thursdays, and our juniors level kids on the boys' side is either on Mondays, Tuesdays, or Wednesdays or Thursdays. And again, at that level too, it's kind of dependent on, you know, where they're traveling to. That juniors league does do a little bit of travel. That's a league hosted through WAPON. We have another group that is, I guess, hosted by Badgerland, which is based out of Madison. So those teams, typically they're going to just, for example, Windsor DeForest, Edgerton, Sun Prairie, Waterloo, Fort Atkinson, Monona Grove is kind of the juniors rotation. And the other junior group is typically WAPON, Fall River, Cambria, Markazan, Randolph, Ryo, and Mayville. So there's a little bit of travel as the kids get a little bit older. Again, it's just during the week and traveling to these different local communities and things like that. But again, back to our younger kids typically are just playing against themselves in town. Typically on Wednesdays is the main day, and then again on sometimes on Mondays.
And we mentioned the athletic field. And are there games at other parks in town as well, or is everything at the athletic field?
We typically, for the younger kids, everything's at the athletic field. They may have practices at some of the other fields that we have in town here. Votech is one, two fields that we utilize for practice times typically. Roller is another project, or I guess another park that we use kind of south of town. Smythe sometimes if we need to. Lakeview, we tend to practice, there when we can. Tornadoes typically tends to use that for our other softball program in town. Uses that field quite extensively. And then Wayland in the high school are for our older kids for a 60-90 field. So we try to find as much green space as possible. We've lost a few fields. With Jefferson we lost. We used to have a lot of T-ball kids over at Jefferson, but with the addition over there and some of the green space they added, we lost that field. And just the whole field situation beard has become a little more challenging, to be honest, with the number of kids we're trying to support with a program like this.
Well, that's kind of a good problem to have, though, isn't it? If you're trying to support, you need more fields because that means there's interest in your programs.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've kind of found that out quite firsthand with COVID when we were able to use some of the high school fields and the Wayland Academy fields, but we still wanted to have some program in Beaverdam. Those facilities weren't available to us, and trying to find a place for these kids to have a place to play has become more and more challenging, unfortunately. And it's a good thing and a bad thing. Obviously, the city, we've really have maxed out, to be honest, with the fields we have in the city, with the number of kids that we participate that have 350 to 400 kids per summer that participate in our programs. And it would be, something that we could hopefully look toward is in maybe supporting some additional fields or field space to help compete with some of the local communities that have put, some of these facilities in with quadplexes and things like that, with turf fields and things like that. And it's kind of got into a kind of competition to a degree for, recruiting kids and things like that. And even hosting tournaments have become a little more problematic where, kids want to go play on these nice, nicer fields and things like that. Not that our facilities aren't great. They are. But again, it's becoming hard, to schedule time for kids to have practice time. It's hard, hard to schedule all these games with all these different needs and wants we have within the community. Again, we do, share the softball fields at the athletic field with the men's softball program. There is actually a new co-ed softball that's going to be starting this summer as well at the athletic field, which, is going to gobble up some more time on another field. Mm-hmm. And we really have gotten into, a problem with just all these different groups and wanting to have field space to have practice and to use them and things like that. And it's probably a bigger conversation we need to have eventually within the community to, how we can support these, different programs that want to continue to use the resources we have here.
And I was gone for a week, but it looks like the snow's gone. What kind of condition are the fields in right now when it comes to a playability?
Yeah, they're a little wet yet. I did see the girls' high school softball out on the Votech fields here yesterday, at least in the outfield. They were trying to play a little bit on the inside or on the infield, but quite a few puddles out there yet, but I guess with the rain we got coming into, it's probably going to go backwards here a little bit. But hopefully things start firming up, we get some sunlight, and we're able to get out there and start enjoying, summer.
Yeah, we're supposed to. I was looking at the schedule. It was actually before you came in here, and I was putting together the Daily Dodge TV spring sports schedule. It's like, do I want to schedule a game next week or not? Because it's like you don't know what's happening with that. And I think the 5th of April is going to be going to try to do a soccer game, then baseball or softball later that week. But same goes with Little League. You just got to let Mother Nature take its course. And does that thing suck up water pretty good out there at the athletic fields?
Oh, absolutely. That of all the facilities we have around the area, the athletic field. If we get a good soak or rain, typically in the morning, we can still play that that day. The fields really take a lot of water up there, which we're very fortunate. Some of the fields in Beaverdam aren't quite so lucky. Sometimes you get a lot of water in the outfield and grassy areas and things like that. But to be honest, the athletic field is one of the best, to be honest, in the area that can have a lot of rain and things like that. So it does make it a good facility to be able to have games every night and count on hopefully having them.
Well, if I win the Powerball, I'll build you a quad with turf. Okay. All right, then we can just play all night long if we want.
Right.
Before we go in, how to register your child again for youth baseball or softball? Anything else that I didn't ask you about the specifics and the nuts and bolts of your organization that we need to know about?
No, again, we're just looking to kind of grow the program as best we can to continue to support Beaverdam baseball and softball within Beaverdam. Again, the email, or if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to any of the board members and things like that. The webpage is, you know, BeaverDamLL, again, for littleleague.us is the webpage that you can go to sign your kids up. Like I said, if you have any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to anybody. There's plenty of contact emails on there. If there's somebody you know, if not, just get a hold of somebody and ask a question, and we'll get to your questions answered so we can get you signed up here and playing this year.
Again, the readjusted deadline is coming up this weekend. So if you have a child that you haven't signed up or a grandchild, check out the website and you can sign them up. If you have any questions, if you go to the board member page, there's emails. There's a plethora of emails to choose from to send your questions to regarding whatever the topic is. But, and I always say, again, whether you're driving around in the summer, there's nothing like stopping out at the Little League Diamond at the athletic field and just hanging out and watching families and kids play baseball for the joy of it, you know. And it's a great time, and hopefully you can get more people involved. And appreciate you coming in here today.
You bet. I appreciate it.
All right. Again, what's the website?
Again, it's www.beaverdamll.us.
Aaron Gruenwald, thank you so much. Appreciate all you do for the youth in our community as well, because, you know, it takes a lot of volunteers to make this happen, and you know, you don't get rich doing that, right? You're just doing
That's
it because you want to help out the kids, and again, baseball's got a great organization with softball in town. A lot of kids take part. Thank you so much for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
It is 12:56 at your hometown station, 1430 WBEV. John Kraft's going to be in after 1 o'clock with all of your favorites from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s here on 1430 WBEV.
Check out the latest station and community events.